Mirabile visu, wonderful to behold. Time, space, from the infinitesimal to the infinite. Tethered to reality by only one thing, an immortal language, Latin. Do you see that? There, gathering in the space before us, res ipsa loquitur, the thing speaks for itself. It's a mammoth monolith. In Latin, monolithus, consisting of a single stone. The monolith is one singular sensation. No, more than one. Nolite timere. Do not fear. Count with me, MVPs. Even if you are driving, count the monoliths appearing. Unus, duo, tres, quattuor, quinque, six, septem, octo, noem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 massive monoliths have gathered around us in a towering 9-sided shape called a nonagon. In Greek, enneagon, not to be confused with enneagram or any telegram. Behold, they keep their distance. We are in media res, into the middle of things. Alcuin of York, what sinister trap is this?
They are the board. B-O-R-E-D. And I am the chairman of the board.
As Alcuin begrudgingly explained, every day the Earth is bombarded by 50 tons of extraterrestrial material carried by millions of mini-meteorites, which thankfully dissolve. But in this case, all the boredom of people on Earth has risen and is co-joining, coagulating with the space rock to form giant boards. The 9-sided boredom does not move closer or farther. It simply sits. Sedet in Latin, as in sedentary. How do we escape? How do we beat boredom? Work. Study. Wait, I have it. In classical education, we can walk the four ways of the quadrivium. Arithmetic, geometry, music, and astronomy. Quadrivium assemble. I need to work on that. But which one can we use right now? Musica. Music. Can we create 9 musical notations in sequence? Will that empower us to beat the boredom? When something is a mystery, look into its history. Wham! Wham? W-A-M? As in Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, perhaps? What do Mozart and the nonagon have in common? Ooge! Hooray! This from Betsy Schwarm, a musical historian based in Colorado. Mozart's Eine kleine Nacht music, German for a little serenade, but often called a little night music, is known by the name of Serenade No. 13 in G major, Kuschel 525. Serenade, from the Latin serenus, calm, influenced by Italian sera, evening, from Latin sera, S-E-R-A, the feminine form of serus, meaning late. The work is written for an ensemble of two violins, a viola, a cello, and double bass, but is often performed by string orchestras. It is admired for its lively, joyful quality and memorable melodies. The first movement is in sonata allegro form. Sonata, from the Latin sonare, to sound. Allegro, from the Latin alacrem, lively, cheerful, and bright, just like you, MVPs. Mozart's memorable piece opens with an ascending Mannheim rocket theme. We need something powerful, like the Mannheim rocket, to blast us through boredom. The Mannheim rocket can be a rapidly ascending broken chord from the lowest range of the bass line to the very top of the soprano line. Its influence sits at the start of Eine kleine Nacht music. Blast off! But MVPs, what about the 9-note arrangements in a row in a piece of music? Can this break us from the boring nonagram? Count with me the notes in the following opening of Mozart's Eine kleine Nacht music. That is simply the beginning of something magnificent. Look! Look! It's working! The boredom is transforming into a vast keyboard of black and white keys. How peculiar. The moral of the story, MVPs, if you ever feel boredom surrounding you, play music, or even better, go to the kitchen. Then politely ask your mater and pater, Lauem epulas, may I wash the dishes? They will give you a spongea, a sponge. Do not eat it. Use it to clean and compose. Tap a rudicula, a wooden spoon, on a lasanum, a cooking pot, or frixorium, a frying pan. Then, make your own kind of music. Find a beat that's really sweet. Arithmetic, geometry, music, and astronomy. Quadrivium assemble! That's kind of growing on me. And remember, non pro scola, sed pro vita. Not for school, but for life. Quadrivium assemble!